6'1" and 255 pounds, my guest today was a bruising fullback for more than a decade in the NFL. The former All-Pro player was known for punishing linebackers and also for his engaging personality and ability to have fun with his teammates, both on and off the field. He was also a TV sports analyst. He played for 9 seasons in the NFL. He played for the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlantic Falcons, where he was selected for the Pro Bowl. Not many people get that honor, so I'm thrilled to welcome to my show, Ovi Mihaly.
How you doing, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I like your name, Ovi.
Thank you. Mom gave it to me. I like it, too.
I like it, too. Tell her she did a good job. So I know we're going to be talking about tailgate parties and all that, but I have to first go back to your career.
All right.
Because I know when you were younger, you played tennis, you played basketball, track and field, football. You did everything.
Yes.
So why was it football?
It was football because I'm a large man now, and I was a large child back then, and I just had to take all that pent-up energy and move it somewhere. So having a sport where I could literally throw my body around people and be physical and run and jump and, hit, it just seemed to merge with me, or it just worked with me, because I'm a physical type of guy.
Did people just get, so from way back when, you were always bigger than everybody?
I was. It was strange. I had big feet, and I finally grew into my feet, and I just was able to move people the way I wanted them to go.
I heard that you're known for that, too, and also you're known for being such a great guy on and off the field, too.
I do my best.
So best part of, I mean, there's probably been so many parts, but, okay, you played for Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Great, amazing school. Visited on all the college tours I was on. And then you went to you played for the Baltimore Ravens and Atlantic Falcons. Are you still buddies with all those guys?
I'm friends with a lot of the guys. A lot of relationships you make last forever because you guys are literally in a situation where you're trying to fight you against the world, where you go to away games at times and you have all the blood, sweat, and tears that go into preparing for these games that kind of unites you. So I have a good relationship with a lot of my teammates.
That's good. And so now let's talk about okay, wait. Before I get there, best part, best memory, or something that like that sticks with you? It could be anything.
Oh, that's easy. That's 2011 Pro Bowl, when I was nominated as the best at my position in the country, or I guess the world, because NFL football is only in the U.S. Got a chance to take my mom, my dad, my friends and family, foundation director, publicist, everybody that helped me get to that point, to Hawaii for a week, and we just had fun in the sun, played in the game, had a chance to play with all of the stars, and Brady and Manning, and, you know, I got blocked from Marshawn Lynch, played with Russell Wilson, so that was probably the best moment of my NFL career, being on that pedestal.
And you got out. You got out in one piece.
Yes.
Thank God, right? Well, I guess nobody, and even when you got up there into the Pro Bowl and when you were with the Falcons and the Ravens, were you still one of the biggest guys?
No. At that point, I was for my position, I was a pretty large fullback at 255. But no, there's your Ndamukong Suhs and your 300-pound monsters and all these people who definitely dwarfed me.
Did you ever get scared?
My rookie year, I got scared a lot. I'm not afraid to admit to you that I was definitely intimidated and scared at times of some of these guys that look like just literal monsters that were there to take your head off, and they had no concern for human life. They just wanted to destroy you when they hit you. But then I became one of those monsters in a nice way, and then we were able to go toe to toe.
In a nice way. See, you're a nice guy. Okay, so let's talk about some tailgating fun.
Let's do it.
Tailgating is really fun. I actually just tailgated in Maryland my first weekend there. My son's just a freshman, and it was really fun. So just give us some ideas.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm a grilling guy. I love to grill. I love to eat great food. So now that the season started, I decided to upgrade my grilling experience. The X200 True Infrared Portable Gas Grill from Charbroil not only does it have a durable, tear-resistant custom case for traveling, but it has a high-impact frame and an unprecedented 200 square inches of cooking space.
Oh.
Now, if you like bells and whistles like I do, the push-button ignition, the lid-mounted temperature gauge, as well as the locking lid and carrying handles make everything easy about owning this grill. My favorite feature, though, is Charbroil's forgiving infrared cooking technology, which prevents flare-ups and makes food juicier. Because believe it or not, I'm not the best griller, but this makes you seem like a chef.
Oh, Well, that's you can't go wrong with something like that. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Ovi Mohaly. He is talking about tailgating fun. So that sounds really good.
It is. It is good. But something else that's good is that when you want to make your party great and you don't want to go all across the city to find the right equipment and all the right tools and all the everything you need to make that party great, go to one place. And that one place is 7-Eleven. It's your football headquarters this season with everything you need to host an epic tailgate or home gate party. They offer an easy way for fans to enjoy the game and spend less money. You can get everything from oven-baked pizzas to snacks, to reusable coolers, paper goods. They have these cool collectible cups with your favorite team, favorite players on them, with matching helmet straws that will be there all season long. And so if you want to fill up with a Slurpee or a big gold drink, you can refill it up as many times as you want for your football watch parties.
Oh, that sounds so cute. Cute place to take the kids to. I'm a big fan of the 7-Eleven Slurpees, too.
Oh, my daughter always asks for it. You won't go by 7-Eleven. I want a Slurpee. I want a Slurpee. I'm like, you had one yesterday. That was yesterday.
Doesn't matter. There's just something about them. There's just something about all those flavors. Well, God, they really did it right, huh?
They absolutely did.
Geez. So do you still watch all the games on the weekends?
I watch some of the games. I've had a little, after 20 years, a little football fatigue. So I just like storylines. So I'm somebody, if a guy's coming off an injury or if these two teams are hated rivals, if, you know, they've, have a new coach who's talking about the trash and expects to be good, I want to watch it. Like, I don't know if this is a good thing, but I kind of am enjoying John Gruden not doing so well because I'm a Khalil Mack fan. I feel like he shouldn't have gotten rid of his top player. He should have paid him. So John Gruden thinks that the coaches are more important than the players, which is not the case. The players made the game.
That's
I'm
right.
A little biased in that.
Yep.
And so John, he's what, 0-3 right now, hasn't won a game, but the player he got rid of is doing a lot better and showing the world that, you know, with the right player, anything's possible.
That's right. With the right, that is so true. Do you have a favorite team?
The favorite team would have to stay with the Falcons, you know, because I played with Matty Ice and Matt Ryan, and I played with Julio, and watching these guys reach the highest level of the game is exciting, and I definitely want the best of them. And I vicariously want to win a Super Bowl through them because I'll still be a part of the parade float and being here in Atlanta. I'll get a chance to, you know, revel in the wonderful feeling that comes after winning a game like that. So I am hoping we're the first team to be in the Super Bowl while it's being played in our city.
Oh, that's exciting. The former All-Pro Bowl NFL, Ovi Mohaly. Okay, so with them, with the players, when they were all taking the knee and everything was going on with all that, what are your thoughts on that? I know you talked about that a lot.
Yeah, I have. My thoughts are the same. It's just something that I think the players have to do when it comes to using our platform to speak on something that we feel is important, because social justice is not going to fix itself. And people at the highest positions, at the highest levels, who came from these communities where they experienced some of the injustice and where they have friends and family who have dealt with injustice, for them to be silent would be, I think it'd go against everything they believe in. So I absolutely support what they're doing. I think that anyone who really wants to find change needs to try to see it from the other person's side. And I think that hopefully the fact that this was even started is going to be a positive thing in the end, because we will have some real measurable change.
Okay. I like your perspective on it. Okay, last question. Your special, Ovi special primetime special drink recipes.
Oh, gosh. I have several drinks that I love, but there's two other things before I even get to the drinks that make the tailgate party complete. I want something that's going to make my recipes jump off the page. Costello Cheese is that something. They make food, or give food, a cheesy goodness that you can't find anywhere else. You can have recipes like blue cheeseburgers, blue cheese dip, potato salad with green beans and blue cheese. They have the Costello traditional Danish blue flavor that goes amazing with everything. You can go to tipsontv.com to find more information on that. But also omeprazole, it's a little different, but it's going to be your favorite thing at your tailgate party. With all the fried, fatty, and spicy foods we eat out there, heartburn is going to be an issue. For those with heartburn, there's a new store brand of omeprazole, which is an orally disintegrating tablets, or ODT, which is the first and only orally dissolving form of omeprazole to treat frequent heartburn. So you can find it at the pharmacy section of your local retailer under each store's own brand label. It has a Meltec technology where you don't even need water. It just belts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Oh, my God. Ovi, you're very into this. I'm so excited for this. And no better person, because you've been playing for so long that you know, I'm sure you've been to some good parties.
I have a little background there. I've done some research and some studying with the tailgating thing.
I bet you have. So, and I thank you so much for sharing all those great stories, too, because it's always so good to hear, and I'm sure you love to talk about it still.
Absolutely.
Ovi Mihaly, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about the tailgate, your amazing career. You really are. I mean, they did talk about it. Your big personality, it's and you're lovable, fun, and your teammates have always said that about you, and you sound just like that.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much.